Imagine a world where the stories you read and the news you consume are caught in a battle between tech giants and media powerhouses. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Monday, April 28th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the intersection of artificial intelligence and media rights. Let's get into it. In a dramatic turn of events, Ziff Davis, the parent company of IGN Entertainment and Everyday Health Media, has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI for copyright infringement. This lawsuit is not just a legal battle. It's a signal of the growing tension between traditional media companies and the rapid rise of artificial intelligence technologies. Ziff Davis claims that OpenAI has been reproducing exact copies and derivatives of its works without authorization. They allege that OpenAI has ignored their written demands to halt these activities. In the words of Ziff Davis, OpenAI has intentionally and relentlessly copied texts from their websites and stripped away copyright management information before passing this content off as its own. This case raises significant questions about the boundaries of artificial intelligence and copyright law. Ziff Davis, a company with a rich history of nearly a century in publishing, has grown from its origins with popular aviation to a digital media empire that includes over 45 diverse publications like Mashable, CNET, and Lifehacker. They produce nearly 2 million articles annually, and the rights to these works are at the heart of this legal dispute. OpenAI, on the other hand, argues that its models are trained on publicly available data and are grounded in fair use. A spokesperson for the company emphasized that ChatGPT helps enhance human creativity and advance scientific discovery, claiming it empowers innovation. But the question remains, where do we draw the line between fair use and infringement in the age of artificial intelligence? As Ziff Davis contends, they had expressly instructed web crawlers not to scrape their data using a robots.txt file, yet they believe OpenAI's models were still trained on this data. This lawsuit is more than just a clash over intellectual property. It's a reflection of the broader challenges the media industry faces as it grapples with the rise of artificial intelligence. As media companies like Ziff Davis seek to protect their content, the outcome of this case could set a precedent for how artificial intelligence technologies interact with copyrighted material in the future. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. This is a reality that's sending ripples through the journalism industry. Imagine you're a journalist on a tight deadline. You need to gather data, write a compelling headline, and pitch new story ideas all at once. AI can be your secret weapon, helping with these tasks in mere minutes. But there's a catch. Robert Moore, the founder and chief executive officer of El Paso Matters, shared his perspective, having been in journalism since 1983. When I first started, if you wanted to know who the biggest contributors were to a particular political candidate, you had to gather up all of this paper and get a calculator out, Moore said. What used to be days is now minutes. This shift, however, comes with its own set of challenges. While AI can streamline processes, it also raises questions about transparency and authenticity in journalism. Moore suggests that when AI is used for minor tasks, like suggesting headlines or improving search engine optimization, disclosure might not be necessary. But if AI is used to draw conclusions or analyze data, transparency becomes crucial due to AI's limitations and potential for errors. Kelly McBride, Senior Vice President of the Poynter Institute, believes that AI will dramatically change journalism over the next 5 to 10 years. "No doubt in my mind," McBride said, "AI is going to dramatically change how we do journalism and how we deliver journalism to the audience." In the past year, AI-written news articles have surged 400%, forcing platforms to rethink how they surface content. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. As AI continues to evolve, journalists are urged to approach with caution. the balance between leveraging AI for efficiency and maintaining the human touch in storytelling is delicate. The stakes are high, and the future of journalism hangs in the balance as we navigate this AI-driven landscape. In the ever-evolving landscape of television drama, artificial intelligence is emerging as both a useful tool and a phenomenally destructive force. It's an exciting yet nerve-wracking time for creatives in the industry as they navigate the potential and pitfalls of AI. Last year's Writers Guild of America agreement paved the way for artificial intelligence to be used as an assistant rather than a replacement for writers. But how long will this balance last? Guy Bisson from Ampere Analysis suggests that while AI tools aren't quite ready for high-end drama, we might see an explosion of AI usage in scripted content within the next 18 months. Across the pond in Europe, major television players like RTL and ITV Studios are openly exploring AI's capabilities. Thomas Rabe, the chief executive officer of RTL, sees great opportunities from artificial intelligence, especially in increasing efficiency and content generation. Meanwhile, ITV Studios is using AI to amplify and augment the creative process. In the United States, however, the approach is more cautious. Hollywood studios are wary, largely due to the contentious role AI played in last year's writers and actors strikes. There's also the looming question of how copyrighted material is used in AI training, a legal gray area that makes studios hesitant. Despite the caution, some studios are dipping their toes into the AI waters. The BBC, for instance, experimented with AI-generated marketing for Doctor Who, while Amazon MGM Studios used AI for a promotional image for Fallout. Disney Plus took it a step further, employing AI voice cloning for The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett. Looking ahead, tools like Sora and Veo are set to change the game. Experimental filmmaker Paul Trillo, who has early access to Sora, believes it could have mainstream applications. Yet, the technology is still years away from seamlessly integrating into top-tier productions. Writers like Mark Goffman and Mark Guggenheim see AI as both a boon and a bane. Goffman highlights AI's potential for research and creative brainstorming, while Guggenheim warns of its limitations, saying it's not ready to do the work of a writer. The debate rages on, will AI become a creative ally or a disruptive force in television drama? As the industry treads carefully, the next few years will be pivotal in determining AI's role in storytelling. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The battle over AI's role in television drama is heating up, with the industry at a crossroads between innovation and tradition. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.